Hi everyone, I'm Guillaume Bryant. I'm part of the Veracruz development team within Arm Research, and today I'll be giving you a talk about an industrial use case for Veracruz, privacy preserving video object detection. So first, let me start by introducing Veracruz and the recent changes that make it easier to port involved programs to it. Veracruz is a framework for defining flexible and efficient multi-party computations. We aim to support use cases for techniques like homomorphic encryption, secure multi-party computations, and so on. But unlike those techniques, we aim to be first of all efficient. We want our system to be fast enough to execute interesting programs. I'll give you an example of what I mean by interesting programs in the second part of the talk. Then we aim to be familiar, to allow programmers to use familiar programming languages and tools. Then we aim to be general, to seamlessly support large class of computations. And finally, we want Veracruz to be reusable. We want the applications that you write to be deployable across various platforms without having to reconfigure or recompile them. And we aim to deliver all that along with a strong security and privacy guarantee. Now let's describe Veracruz from a distance. Veracruz can have several data inputs that can originate from different agents who are mutually distrusting, which means they don't have to trust each other. The second input to the system is the program, which again may originate from an agent distinct from those providing data inputs. In Veracruz, we're expecting the programs to be WebAssembly executables. The core technology used in Veracruz is isolates. It's a generic term, also known as enclaves or trusted execution environments, to describe an environment isolated from the rest of the system by software or hardware, where you can confidentially run programs. In Veracruz, the runtime, here in yellow, is shielded from the outside in an isolate. Data and program are securely provisioned to the Veracruz runtime before the runtime applies the program to the data and computes the result. The system is relying on a policy to detail the roles and identities of every party involved in the computation. So for instance, the policy can describe who can access the results of the computation. This policy is public and common to any party involved in the computation. An important aspect of Veracruz is controlling the expressivity of the program and its capabilities. If we don't, the program could leak information about the computation or even leak the results to a colluding entity. Veracruz enables many different use cases for isolates. For instance, privacy-preserving surveys, privacy-preserving distributed computation in the style of city at home, fair exchange of documents, IP protection, zero knowledge, proof of knowledge, and so on. In this talk, we'll be focusing on privacy-preserving video object detection. In line with our goals for making Veracruz familiar and generic, we support several isolation technologies. So for example, we have RMCCA Realms that we support internally. We also have AWS Nitro Enclaves, which I'll talk more about in a few slides. Then we have the High Assurance SCL4 microkernel. So this solution is interesting because it's a software approach as opposed to the hardware approach followed by TrustZone, SGX, RMCCA, and so on. It's a formally verified kernel, and it's used by ICECAP, which is a project, an open source project that emerged from our research group. And also we have Linux processes. So in this case, the Veracruz runtime is spawned as a Linux process, which makes it very easy to deploy and debug because it doesn't rely on any specific hardware like other solutions. And also we use it as a baseline in our evaluations because it gives a good idea of how Veracruz performs when there's no isolate overhead. Veracruz provides abstractions on top of those isolates. So we're using WebAssembly, which gives us a portable programming model. And also it has interesting security properties that we leverage to sandbox the untrusted programs. So that's the expressivity control I was talking about earlier. And then we have this unified generic attestation mechanism using PKI, which works across all the isolates mentioned above. There are two new things in Veracruz that I would like to mention here. So first of all, we adopted WSI as our programming model. So what is WSI? It's a WebAssembly system interface. It's a POSIX-like system interface for WASM. So concretely, basically, it's a system API that provides syscalls like file system access, clocks, sockets, and so on. It's a standard, so it makes porting programs to Veracruz relatively easy now. So we implement all those syscalls within the runtime. So the only thing you have to do is to compile your code to the WSI target, and all those syscalls should work out of the box. The second thing I'd like to mention is that we implemented a virtual file system. So it's part of our runtime. It's WASI compliant. So now the WASM programs can access this virtual file system via WASI to read, for example, inputs and write outputs. And they do this via the usual file system calls like fopen and fwrite. So this virtual file system has a few interesting properties. Confidentiality. Since the file system resides entirely in memory, then the content never leaves the isolate. And so the consequence is this VFS is ephemeral. Whenever the isolate is destroyed, the content of the VFS is going to die with it. Another interesting thing, the virtual file system allows to define access control at the file level. So we can specify in the policy who can access what. So for example, we could allow a data provider to read, sorry, to write the input into the runtime, and then we could allow the result fetcher to read the results of the computation. So to summarize, WASI provides a coherent, standardized concept of capabilities, which we use to control the expressivity of programs through the policy. Okay, now let's dive into the industrial use case that we've been working on for the past few months in collaboration with our partner IoTeX, a blockchain platform for the IoT. So we gave a few examples of isolation technologies earlier, but from now on, we're going to focus on AWS Nitro Enclaves in this talk, because this is the type of isolate that's protecting the very request runtime in this very use case. So AWS Nitro Enclaves are made available to Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud instances, also known as EC2. They consist in a virtual machine running a stripped-down Linux stack, and this VM is executing on a separate CPU isolated from the non-Enclave software. Nitro Enclaves do not have inherent memory restrictions, so the amount of memory available actually depends on the EC2 instance type that you're running on. So that makes Nitro Enclaves quite suitable to the execution of programs requiring larger amount of data, like machine learning workloads, for example. The video object detection application is the cornerstone of the use case. Its workflow is the following. First, on the left, a pre-recorded video clip is read by the video codec, which then decodes the video into individual frames. Each one of them is normalized and resized before being fed to the object detection model for inference. Finally, the neural network outputs a prediction. So that's the image that you see on the right, bounding boxes representing the objects detected along with their likely label. So in this example on the right, the YOLO model successfully recognized the dog on the left, but got puzzled by the dog on the right. So we picked OpenH264 as our video decoder, DocNet as our neural network framework, and YOLO V3 as our model. Again, those choices follow the principle of going through the most self-contained code to make porting to WASM simpler. All right, now that you describe the application, the actual program, let's see how it fits in the bigger picture. Deployed by Kubernetes in the cloud, the purpose of the real-world system is to process video streams recorded by cameras in a secure, privacy-preserving, and scalable way. It consists in several components that communicate securely and uses Veracruz as its confidential compute platform. So now let's see how it works in practice. The process starts by the camera recording a video and uploading it to an S3 bucket in an encrypted form. The application is deployed as a function as a service, FaaS. The function we're interested in here, object detection, is registered to the function as a service server by an administrator, thereby making the function available to customers. Registering the function involves pushing the object detection program and the program data, model, and neural network configuration to the FaaS server. Additionally, Veracruz policy is dynamically generated. Once a customer invokes the function, the FaaS server sends a request to the Veracruz FaaS server, which spawns the Veracruz runtime in a new Nitro enclave. Veracruz then connects to the attestation server, exchanges attestation information with it, and receives a signed certificate that allows it to prove that it's been attested. The customer then attests the freshly created Veracruz runtime to verify its authenticity and make sure that it hasn't been tampered with. So at that point, the video is still encrypted and stored in the S3 bucket. A request is then sent by the customer to the IoTeX application and triggers the upload of the video, still encrypted, to the object detection program running in the Veracruz runtime. The customer then sends the decryption key to the object detection program in order to decrypt the video and start processing it. Finally, Veracruz sends the results back to the customer upon completion of the detection task. Okay, so our team is still in the process of benchmarking Veracruz across different platforms, but we can already share with you some early results. So here are the results of an experiment on EC2 instance. It's measuring the execution time of the object detection program processing a video. So the program is executed in four different configurations. The first one is a native, so that's basically an x86 binary running outside Veracruz, so there's no isolate here. The second one is a WASM binary executing and being JIT compiled by WASM time, still outside Veracruz. The third one is the same binary, WASM binary, running inside Veracruz when the isolate is a Linux process. And finally, the same WASM binary executed inside Veracruz, but this time inside a Nitro enclave. So the first thing to notice here is that there is no noticeable overhead from Veracruz compared to WASM time. So that's green versus blue here. The reasons for that is that the execution is dominated by WASM time, and also there isn't much I/O involved in the program. So we can't really see the virtual file system outperforming the host file system. The second thing to observe is that the overhead associated with WebAssembly is fairly small. It's less than 40%, so that's blue versus gray here. And that is thanks to the support for the SIMD proposal, which allows WASM time to output SIMD instructions. Having SIMD instructions makes a big difference here, since the execution is vastly dominated by the general matrix multiplication function, which is a function that's part of the neural network framework that we're using. And this function is easily vectorized by modern compilers. Those early results seem to indicate that there's an overhead associated with Nitro, but actually it should be taken with a pinch of salt because benchmarking is still ongoing, and we realize that there could be a 5% performance variability on EC2 throughout the day. Before finishing this talk, I'd like to give you an update on ongoing work within the team. Some computations can be repetitive, sensitive, or hard to get right, for example, crypto, compression, or serialization. And the idea that we're exploring is to move such code to the Veracruz runtime rather than having each program implementing it. Those native modules, as we call them, thus become part of the trusted computing base and aren't bound by the limits of the sandboxing system, providing ad hoc acceleration of some tasks. We're using our virtual file system as an interface between the WASM programs and these non-uniform accelerators. Native modules can be invoked by writing to special files, just like Unix user space programs interact with the drivers. The results can be obtained by reading another file. So far, we implemented a native module for JSON serialization, which resulted in a 40% performance increase. So that's promising. And we also have a crypto module in the works and more in the future. In this talk, I presented Veracruz, a framework for designing privacy-preserving computations between a group of mutually distressing individuals. Veracruz is leveraging strong isolation technology, such as AWS Nitro Enclaves, RMCCA, and SEL4, to protect computations from malfeasance, prying, or interfering. For the first time, we have applied Veracruz to an industrial case study on AWS Nitro Enclaves, showing an end-to-end encrypted video object detection flow. Overheads are less than 30% of a native, which is below our expectations, as in good, despite our strong threat model. Okay, so that was it for this talk. I'd like to mention that Veracruz is an open source project and that we welcome external contributions. So feel free to join us on Slack or open issues on our GitHub repo. Thanks for listening.
I'd say the big difference is the TE backend that we support. We support CCA and AWS Nitro and SEL4. Mm-hmm. And they support different ones, so TDX and the others. So I would say that's the main difference. And there could be some difference in terms of attestation as well due to those different backends. That's all I can see so far.
Thank you. I also see a question appearing in chat now from Muhammad. Are any parts of Veracruz other than SEL4 formally verified?
Good question. So I think that parts of Ring are formally verified, but I could be wrong. Ring is a dependency that we're using for TLS and for encryption. Otherwise, there's nothing that's formally verified so far.
Great. So I was wondering myself about Amazon Nitro enclaves. So as far as I understand that they are different separated machines, but they seem to be different from, well, the other trusted computing technologies or the other types of enclaves, for instance, SGX enclaves. So what would you see as the big difference between those two technologies?
So it belongs to the class of VM-based CEs. Mm-hmm. So the big difference is that you have capabilities, you have access to the features from the operating system, which is not necessarily the case for SGX and TrustZone, for example. The other thing is that the attestation is a bit different from the other TEs, the other isolation technologies. It's a bit of a black box for us. We know that it's on a different machine, but the attestation is just very different from other things.
Is it Amazon? Does Amazon provide insight in this black box? Sorry, the connection was a bit spotty there. Can you hear me still?
I'll let you.
Okay, great. Yes. So I was wondering as well, does Amazon provide little documentation about how this black box is implemented?
There is some documentation to deploy Nitro enclaves and to use them. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with the details, unfortunately. I haven't worked on the implementation of our interface with this backend, and I haven't worked on the attestation part. Maybe Derek Miller, who is part of our team, would have more information about it.
I see. Maybe if he's in chat, he could provide an answer. I'm not sure. I see another question from the chat. So since Veracruz can run as plain Linux processes, have you tried to wrap Veracruz processes in, for example, SGX enclaves using, for instance, Grameen that was discussed or presented today as well, or OCLAM? And is this sensible? So would the configuration policy files of Veracruz conflict with SGX configuration files, for instance?
Interesting. So we used to support SGX and TrustZone upstream until recently. We dropped support for it because we wanted to focus on VM-based CEs, especially Nitro, SEL4, and CCA. So Veracruz was and still is compatible with SGX enclaves. It's just that it's not upstream anymore, but anyone can feel free to fork it and to use it. I'm not sure that answers the question. But we've never used Grameen or Occam for this.
Yeah, maybe if there is a follow-up, we will see it. There's probably a bit of a delay, so we will see it in a few. So maybe another question from myself about, again, the Nitro enclaves. Are you aware of any, is there any memory encryption happening in those Nitro enclaves? Is the memory encrypted there, or are they just separate machines?
So as far as I know, it's also going to depend on the architecture. Mm-hmm. So at the moment it's on Graviton. I don't think there's any encryption happening, but I could be wrong. That would be a question for.
So would you consider Amazon itself to be inside of the trusted computing base, or are they to be trusted in this instance when you are doing your privacy preserving video object detection, for instance? Could Amazon see what's happening? Can they look inside the enclave?
That's a very different threat model, that's mm-hmm. for sure. the memory is not encrypted. So I guess that, yes, if they have physical access to the machines, then they could see what's happening, I guess. Yeah.